All right.
I just want to say I'm really happy and I'm opportune to get this opportunity to come to the Minnesota Vikings. I'm beyond blessed and I'm thankful for all the opportunity. I want to thank all the coaches, staff, and everybody, the scouts, for giving me this wonderful opportunity. I'm really happy and I'm ready to come out there and work.
How difficult was it leaving your family behind to come to the United States?
It was a really tough situation for me. I mean, I've been wanting to do something for my... since I was born, my father put a lot of responsibility on me as the first child of the house, and I wanted to do something that I'm going to be proud of for the rest of my life. So the decision to come to America was my decision. My parents doesn't have anything to do with it. They just blessed me and wished me good luck on everything. So it's actually on me. I came here just to, you know, just to do something for myself and bring a joy to my country and my family.
And did you not tell your parents you were playing football right away?
No, I did not tell them right away I was playing football until I signed my letter of intent to go to Tulane.
How did it come to be that you first started playing football?
I mean, it wasn't easy at all. Even though the fact that I told my friend I was playing football, my dad got really, 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 he wasn't upset. He was just scared. He told me, like, he doesn't really understand the game. And I had to tell him, like, hey, dad, don't worry. I'm the one deliver the blow. I'm not taking it. So I'm the one taking people down. So don't really, really panic and don't worry about it at all. Everything will be fine. So they got, as soon as I told them how it is, and they kind of like, yo, yeah, it's up to you. I mean, you wanted to do whatever you wanted to do, and we're going to support you regardless of what it is.
And you didn't start playing until your senior year of high school, right?
Yeah, I started going to camps my sophomore year in high school. I just go to camps during summertime. But I played my organized football, putting on pads and everything my senior year in high school.
Was that difficult at all to jump right in as a senior and have that be your first year of football?
Yeah, it was difficult. I mean, mostly, I don't really know what's going on the field. But I have my teammate that I was playing with that year, they would literally tell me which is my gap, where to go to. And sometimes I'm kind of freelance. Like my coaches would tell me, just pass rush every time. Don't worry about anything else. Just line up and have the five technique and just pass rush every time. So that, I don't really know what was going on the field. Like, I was just out there just figuring out, just running, just doing whatever it is I can do for the team. It was difficult. I mean, the first day I put on pads, I don't even know how to do it. I had to go talk to my teammates. I mean, they kind of literally put everything on my body and strap it up for me.
So how did you switch from basketball to football? How did that come about?
That happened with one of my AAU coaches while I was playing basketball. It was one of those summertime, went outside of Alabama to play ball. Then at the end of the game, we were giving our gears back to the coaches, and one of the coaches looked at me and was like, you have a great body for playing football. Have you ever thinking about trying football before? I was like, coach, I would love to try it, but I don't know what to do. I mean, I've never played football before. I don't know the rules. I don't know anything. But I was like, if anybody's like up to take me, I mean, teach me and tell me what to do, yeah, I would love to give it a try. And that's how it all started.
So do you remember playing against Andrew Wiggins?
Yes, sir. I played against him in my senior year in high school basketball.
So what was that like?
It was a pretty good game. We beat them pretty bad. I stopped him. I played good defense like I'm supposed to. And we did our job, and we beat them pretty bad that game.
Were you on him specifically, or was it a team?
Yeah, yes, sir. I was on him specifically because for me, I play when it comes to the old school. I don't know if you watch the 80s, the 70s basketball. That's how I play my own basketball. I don't do, you know, not like I'm not stiff. I'm very, very stiff. I can do anything. But I stick to, you know, playing physical, man on man. As soon as we got down to the stadium to play that game, my coaches told me, hey, I want you to guide Andrew Wiggins, and it's going to be your assignment tonight. And I tell them, I said, no problem. I will do. That's how you want it, and I will get it done that, just like that. And our game is one of the games he has the lowest scoring game since his high school career that night.
He just had 11 points, right?
He just had 11 points. And all the 11 points wasn't me, because sometimes I would switch man sometimes. So I think he only scored about 6 points, me guarding him throughout the whole game. I think he scored the rest of the point when I'm not in there or I'm switching up to another man.
Now, how difficult was it in college to switch from a 4-3 to a 3-4? Do you think that made you a better player by giving you more different looks at what you'll have to do at this level?
At this level, I mean, I don't know if you ever watched me play. I'm a pass rush guy. I mean, is 3-4 good for me at that team? No, it wasn't good for me. I wanted to be 4-3 guy. I want to rush from the edge. I want to play pass rush. I want to do all that. But due to what was there at that time with my school, we lost a lot of guys. My redshirt junior year, and come there last year for me, they asked to switch up the scheme. So we can be able to pull in like the people, like the small bodies guy that we have, so we can literally do whatever it is for the team to get better. I mean, that's what it is for. It was my last year, and I was looking forward to go to the bowl game. And I mean, if you look at it, my body type and everything I've done over the year, I think 4-3 is the best. When it comes to scheme for me, 3-4 wasn't all there for me. But, you know, it was a team game. I wanted to be there for my team. I stick to the routine and play in the 4-hour.
The places you lived, have you ever seen snow?
I've moved around a lot. I was in Indiana my senior year in high school. Yeah, I've seen snow. And my high school, when I play basketball, we go everywhere. I mean, I've been to Iowa. I've been to South Dakota. I've been to almost everywhere you can think of snow.
Now that you're about to become pro, is your family more accepting of football?
Yeah.
Now, you trained with Keith Millard. Did he put in a good word for you?
Coach Keith was, you know, one of the best to do it. And I got a chance to work with him January when I got to California with my training facility, California Strength. And Coach Keith was everything I wanted the coach to be when it comes to D-line, the pass rush especially. He put me on, and, I mean, he taught me most of everything I didn't even know before. It's like I erased everything that I've done in college, and Coach Keith Millard just installed, like, so many things to the what I've known before. So it was a great an opportunity for me to get with somebody like him to kind of know what it is to play D-line and being a pass rush specialist.
How important was it for you to put up those crazy numbers that you did at the combine?
It was important. Really, 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 really. I mean, probably is the one of the things that got me to where I am today. Like you said, my senior year, we switched to 3-4. And all my production that I did my junior year just kind of went down a little bit. And people questioning, what can he do? What can he not do? And most people didn't realize the scheme I was playing in, it wasn't like that meant for me to make a play like people wanted me to. So, I mean, like I said, it was a team game, and I was there to do whatever it is for my team to go to the next level, to go to the bowl game. So that's just how that goes.
How much of your family is in the United States now, and how much is still back home?
You say that again?
How much of your family is in the United States now?
Hello? You're breaking up.
Is any of your family in the United States?
You're breaking up. I can't hear the last one very well.
Is any of your family in the United States?
Oh, no, sir. I guess to see my dad last year when I graduated, my dad and my mom. It was about 7 years ago before I saw two of them. But I graduated last year. Both of them came for about 2 weeks, and they went back after that. So I'm just here by myself.
Have they ever seen you play football?
You said what?
Have they ever seen you play football?
No, they've never seen me playing football. So hopefully, I got the opportunity to play at the next level now. Hopefully one day, I mean, very soon, I will bring them back and they can watch how football is being played.
All right. Thank you, Ade, and congratulations again.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you guys very much. Thank you.
Thanks.